welcome exceptional women to the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women, your go-to spot to receive the real about being a boss. I am your host, Dr. Michelle S. Thomas, multiple minority business owner and proud founder CEO of the Exceptional Woman Enterprise. Each episode will give you valuable insights on building the confidence you need to succeed. Sit back, relax, and let's learn to be loud and proud about what we bring to this world of business. 3, 2, 1, yeah! Yes! Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women. I am Dr. Michelle S. Thomas, and if you can't tell, I am just super excited about launching this new extension to the Exceptional Woman Enterprise. This podcast has been something that has been kind of a brainchild of my team for a long time, but with all the moving pieces and building a network and working on all of the businesses that I have, there was not the time for me to be able to pour into the podcast the way that I needed to. But now we are ready. We are launching, we are starting, and we are going to have a lot of fun with this process. We are going to ensure you're going to walk away with some valuable tools and resources to help you along your entrepreneur journey. My goal for this podcast is not to just be a lecturer or an orator that sit around and talk to you about business principles. I want to give you the real. So often, I find that entrepreneurs step into this process, into this journey, with only part of the information, especially when you are listening to sales pitches and people that are trying to encourage you to jump into their funnels. So sometimes they kind of give you that one-sided view about how to do things. Well, we are being very unbiased with this podcast. This is not just to promote me or something to that's going to always shine a light on what I'm doing. My assignment, my goal in everything that I do is about truth. It is about access and exposure to make sure that you are well informed before you step into whatever decision that you want to do. Hence, Trailblazers. So on this episode, I want to have the opportunity to really discuss with you the ins and outs of building conferences. The reason that this is kind of hot on my mind right now is because we are just days past our 2023 Exceptional Woman Tour Business Conference that was hosted in my hometown of Charlotte, North Carolina. And let me tell you guys, that experience was mind-blowing. Just the amount of knowledge, information, note-taking, and networking that came out of that conference was phenomenal for me. It was more than what we could ever put pen to paper and try to expect. However, throughout that journey, I began to think, as I was in the middle of the process, I thought about, does everyone know what it takes to put on a conference? Does everybody understand not only just the financial burden of doing a virtual or a live conference, but are you prepared for the emotional journey that this takes? Because if you're serious about this, if you're a serious business person and you want to really have a deliverable for your conference, then emotionally you pour a lot into ensuring that the messaging, that the tone, that the experience, that the deliverables for the people that are involved from your audience members to your team members to the people that are helping you with this conference, such as speakers and business partners and sponsors. So it gave me the idea that our first episode, let's talk about conferences. Let's talk about just some things that you may need to consider when you are venturing into the process of building conferences.
So often I hear about new entrepreneurs and authors and speakers that have received the advice of expanding their platform and their audience by hosting virtual or live conferences. It's a great concept, but here at Trailblazers, our job is to make sure that you have all of the information to make an executive decision on whether this is exactly right for you or the right timing for you. So many people I've seen jump into the conference world and end up consuming all of their finances, all of their time, with a minimum return on that investment. And here's why I think that a lot of times that happens. We come into this idea from only having portions of the requirements that it takes to launch a successful virtual or live conference. So in this episode, I want to talk about the ins and outs, the truth, the behind the scenes, and the upsides of hosting your own virtual or live conference. I'll tell you a little bit about my experience. I come from the sports and entertainment world. So building events and conferences and live sessions and even virtual sessions was something that I have had a lot of years of exposure and experience with it. So as I decided that I wanted to step into this conference world, I assumed that I was prepared. Well, let me tell you, I was not. It wasn't that I wasn't prepared for the systematic process or the logistics of the building of the conference. I wasn't prepared for the emotional drain of the conference, the financial burden of building this conference. Sometimes when you come from the industry, I'll be transparent, you have a vision of what it could be, and you step into something that is above what your own capabilities are. Let me expound on that. Yes, I have built events for multi-billion dollar industries. And so the moving pieces and all of the support systems that I had with building those conferences was a convenience for me and my process. What I wasn't prepared for when I built my own conference was the fact that now those support systems, that funding, that freedom of development and exploration was no longer available to me. So I had to retrain my mind and my expectations for my own conferences to fit my budget, my capabilities, and my team. As I built my first virtual conference a few years ago, again, walking into this mindset of listening to other people that this is a virtual conference, so it's not going to cost me a lot of money, but I'm going to make a boatload of money coming off this virtual conference. This is going to be my start. This is going to be my leverage. This is going to be my launch, you guys. I was psyched. You hear what I'm saying? Like, I was really excited about this. This is it for me. Lies and deceit, I tell you, lies and complete utteral deceit. I made nothing off of this virtual conference. I spent more money trying to set it up, trying to launch something that resembled what I had been a part of, not even just in the multi-billion dollar industries, but just other conferences that I had been a part of. I wanted to build something equal to that because I wanted to attract that crowd. I didn't know. Help me, Father God. I didn't know. Let's start with the systems. There's so many platforms out there, especially post-COVID, that everybody has a platform that is attractive for you to build your virtual or your live event upon. What they do not talk to you about is all of the behind-the-scenes cost that's incurred as you are trying to build this vision of yours. Everybody has a great sales pitch, let me tell you. And because, listen, what y'all will get used to with me is I'm just going to tell you the real. I'm not cleaning it up. It's not probably going to be the most formal way to have this discussion. We're just friends. We're just having this conversation. Is that okay? That okay with everybody? Okay. So I heard about all these different platforms, but I'm not going to name anybody because nobody has done a sponsorship. Now, shout out to any platform out there. If you would like for Dr. Michelle to give you a review and a shout out, or even explain and walk people through your platform, reach out to my team. We'll talk about it. But for this episode, since no one has paid me to do this, I will not name names. But there are so many platforms out there for you to choose from. But these are things that I want you to consider as you are looking at these platforms. What is your expectation for the attendance of your conference, your virtual conference, especially? When you are building a virtual conference, it's kind of a poker game, you guys, because when you put that information out there, are you prepared to cut off the attendance? Because that's what you paid for. So you have to look at that level of commitment and financial commitment. You also have to consider, is this going to be a live virtual conference where your audience can interact, they can post comments, they can interact with the speakers? Are they going to have breakout sessions? Are you going to have it so that you have all of your speakers to record it, send it in to you? That has to be reproduced and put out there on a different date? Or is it going to be a hybrid of both? Either way, how you determine that you're going to execute your conference is going to navigate your decisions about the correct platform. Be careful about any platform that gives you a base price, and then there's a whole list of these a la carte add-ons. If you haven't looked through all of the options and fully understand what that base comes with, you may set yourself up for an amazing amount of financial burden in order for you to even get to day one of the execution. Here's an example that I'm saying. Some base packages are just going to give you the actual ability to have the platform. However, you have to pay per attendee that comes in. That is a cost. Or you can't sell your tickets via that platform without adding that price onto that. Or if there's a chat capability, that may be an a la carte. So really, really like dive into, don't be afraid to challenge the salespeople. Ask those questions, push back. Make sure that when you are having the initial conversation with any salesperson, you first have on your forefront of your mind that this is a salesperson. Their job is to sell you their platform. They're going to make it as beautiful, as warm and fuzzy and accommodating to everything that you could have ever dreamed upon. However, their job is to sell you. So if you are glazed over, or you are not really fully in understanding what the verbiage or the information that they're giving you, please do not allow them to just word bulldoze over you without asking those questions. This is your conference. This is your financial burden. So if you're not understanding what this entails, then you're setting yourself up for a painful, possibly painful execution of something that you want it to be amazing. Which brings me to step one of building your live or your virtual conference. you must sit down and build a realistic and a sustainable budget for this project. Please do not enter into your virtual conference or your live conference with your head in the clouds or the what if mentality, because that again can cause you to either run out of funds before you even get to the day of your execution, or over leverage yourself, and any revenue that is obtained throughout the conference is quickly absorbed because of missed opportunity, bad decisions, or lack of planning. Okay. So building this live conference or building this virtual conference is not something that you wake up one day and decide, this is what I want to do, and jump in. The first thing that you need to do is really sit down and build this budget. What should you include into a conference budget? First of all, as we just discussed, your platform. What is the budget for this platform? What is it that you know that you can realistically spend to get into this platform without breaking the bank? The second thing is you need to start to build in your revenue drivers. What is that going to be? And I'm just going to just drop a little tip for you guys. The world of paying for speaking became very prominent and famous during COVID because everyone wanted to get that exposure. But now that we're 3 years in, there are a lot of speakers out there that are swaying away from or shying away from paying to speak. I'm not saying that it's not a good idea or it is a good idea. All I want you to be prepared for is if you're building this platform based on solely expecting paid to speak speakers, it may create a longer journey for you to recruit these speakers. The upside of having a paid to speak speaker is, one, you're given a platform to someone who has a story and has a voice that they want to get out there to the world, and they're able to launch this on your platform. That is an amazing opportunity. All of us, I don't know too many of us that did not start out in this manner. The downside of expecting to have a full platform of paid speakers is, what if you don't fill your platform? What if that number that you're looking for, you're not able to obtain? So what is the next option? How do you rebuild that? How do you make up for the lost revenue? Or what is your competition? You will not be the only platform out there that will be offering a paid to speak opportunity. Are you able to compete? Are you able to offer these speakers something that is going to be attractive to them to be on your platform? All of that doesn't really entail about the cost of it. A lot of speakers are looking for value. What can you do for me as a paid speaker to elevate and expand my business? These are things that you need to consider. As you're looking at the speaker platform, and that is one of your revenue drivers, what is the other option? Are you selling things? Are you allowing your speakers to sell from the stage? Do you have products and services that you will be selling throughout the conference? That also is going to come into play to decide on which platform that you're going to use, because there are platforms out there that will not allow you to have these interjections or these commercial-like processes throughout this conference. It's just a stream. So just things to consider. Products and services. Are you allowing other speakers to sell their products and services from your platform? Is there an upside to that? Is there a downside? When you're first starting out, is that something that you want to begin to offer for this platform? I will caution you that as your platform grows, if you continue to do this annually or biannually or however often you want to do this, how you begin and build your first platform, that expectation should only grow from there. Does that make sense? What you don't want to do is put some information out there and build this huge excitement over what you're promising, but then the day or the days of your conference, you under deliver. You have one opportunity to have this, not only capture this audience, but have them to engage, interact, and come back for the next event that you have. If there's anything that I want you to start looking at, especially with your budget, is what is your end goal? What is that profit that you're looking for? What does that number look like? Once you determine what your profit is, and for those, we're going to jump into a podcast, one of these podcasts, we're really going to break down finances and talk about what true profit is. But figure out what your profit margin is. What are you looking for? What do you have to have in order for this to have value for you, to, for the effort? And then you back into that number with the expenditures, the cost, and all of the revenue drivers that you have. If you start to see that as you are searching for platforms or your marketing that you put out there, that these things are costing you more, you cannot be afraid to return back to your budget and restructure some things. Remember, you've set your profit. You've determined what you need to walk away from this event with. So that may mean that you have to readjust some of the ideas and ideals that you have developed to reach that end goal. Far too many of us get so caught up in the hype and the popularity of launching or putting a conference out there that we tend to forget that original budget. We just say yes to things. We look at the shiny, we look at the potential, and we bank on the fact that our attendees are going to make up for the revenue gap. And that's not always true. Is this virtual event going to be a paid virtual event for your attendees? That's going to determine how many people are going to be looking at attending your virtual conference. Is it going to be a free virtual conference? I'm going to give you some advice that one of my mentors, I just admire this woman. And one of the things that she told me was how you start your virtual conference. If you're going to start it always free, you might box yourself in to remain always offering this to be free. If you started out with a fee, what does that fee look like? To your level of expertise, does the fee, that the ticket price that you're putting out there, does it attract people? Are they trusting that you have the level of expertise to deliver for that ticket price? Again, we look at numbers. We want the money. We look at, I want to make this $100,000 off this virtual conference. So I'm going to charge $300-$400 for my virtual conference. But you have a stage full of unprepared and untested speakers that you cannot control the content that they're saying. I want you to think about that for a minute. Does this mean that all paid speakers don't have valid content? Absolutely not. There are some paid speakers out there. There are some speakers that will pay to be on your stage that are true experts, and they're paying to be on your stage because they are attracted to your audience and what your audience is going to bring into their ecosystem. However, the downside, another downside of bringing in a day or 2 days full of paid speakers is you can tell them what the theme and the tone of your conference is, but you do not control the content. They're going to talk to your audience about whatever they feel comfortable talking about. So keep all these things in mind when you were building this platform and looking at your ticket prices. And the final thing that I really want to touch on is the difference between that virtual Alive, and a hybrid conference. These words are used sometimes incorrectly when you are describing what you are building. Virtual conference means that you are online, you are sitting in your office, in your home, in your living room, and you are broadcasting this message out to a broader audience. Your live conference is a in-person conference where people buy tickets to come to a certain location and listen to your speakers, your presenters, interact with your vendors, and learn from whatever the tone and the theme of that conference is. A hybrid conference is a combination of both. Now, you can have a hybrid virtual conference, which means that there are aspects of that virtual conference that is in a in-person type of setting, whether that's a breakout setting or there's a training session that they have the opportunity to physically attend if they are in the local area. In your live conference, it is the opposite of that. That means that people are buying tickets to attend your conference in person, live, but there is an aspect, whether it is the full conference or portions of the conference, that a virtual audience or online audience has access to. Why is it important for you to understand what this means? Because that is going to also determine your ticket prices. When you put out a hybrid conference or summit that has the opportunity for in-person ticket and a virtual ticket, you have to consider the value to your audience. If I get a chance to watch the entire conference from the comforts of my home, then how do you drive people to physically attend the live conference? What's the differentiator? What makes it so that I forego the opportunity to sit at home and view this, and I am driven to fly to, drive to, or attend the live sessions? There are times that some of your conferences theoretically can be a hybrid opportunity because will it bring you more opportunities for tickets? Theoretically. However, if there is not an engagement piece for your virtual audience and your live audience, you can end up losing both. So think about what your drivers are. If I'm sitting in my living room, how do I remain engaged into this 4-hour, 6-hour, 8-hour event and still gain the same value that someone who is sitting in the room experiences? The same as if I am purchasing a live ticket to attend your conference, then my expectation is that I'm receiving something at a more elevated standard than someone who paid a virtual ticket price for it. That may mean that your virtual audience gets a different level of speakers. Your live audience has more of interactive activities. But these are things that you also have to consider as you're building this event. Now, when you're building that event, especially when you're building that hybrid event, that also is going to impact your finances. In order for you to take a live event that people are on stage and there are mics and there's systems and there's music and there is a AV process to this, you just can't plug in, as some people think, and make it virtual. Now there's a new level of AV expectation or equipment that's necessary for you to simulcast this to your virtual audience. If your budget doesn't allow that, then know that before you begin to market it. I've seen so many people that get excited and they market what's going to happen with this conference without having the full understanding of what the requirements are going to be. And then they have to pull that information back. So now you're in a position that you have to refund tickets, or you have to apologize, or you have to make up a reason or excuse for why what you promised isn't going to be executed. When we talk about live events, just as with virtual conferences or events, you have to see a platform that's going to be hosting it. In a live event, you have to find the space. That space is going to determine how many people that you can bring into the attendance. Things that you should consider is the convenience for the attendee. I had a live conference and it was an amazing live conference. I can't tell you that I'm sad about the conference or I'm disappointed in the conference, but the one thing that we took away from that conference was location. It was in a very hustle and bustle area and it was a beautiful location. However, the pathway that it would take for an attendee to actually reach us was a lot of turns, a lot of escalators, elevators, moving, etc. And so it began to create two things for my conference. One, I lost a lot of attendees because I couldn't find it. Two, it created this exhaustion and this almost irritation to the attendees before they got there. So they were in the wrong headspace. So don't do that. I don't tell you these things just because I'm just trying to tout about what I'm doing. I tell you these things because I want to share what I'm learning throughout my journey of doing these conferences so that you don't have to repeat the same. As we wrap this podcast, here's what I want you to take away from this. Hosting a conference, virtual or live, is totally up to you. But make sure that before you make that financial decision, that you are well-versed, prepared, and well-knowledged about the expectation to execute this virtual or live conference. What you do not want to do is launch an event, launch a conference, and walk away, not only physically exhausted, because it's going to happen. Let me tell you something. I'm tapped, but I wanted to do this for you guys, but I am physically exhausted because it takes an emotional journey for you to navigate other people's experiences if you want this to be a success. But you also want to make sure that you walk away and you see some sort of profit margin for all of the work and the efforts that you put into. Connect with us on the Exceptional Woman Network. We're going to have more sessions and more trainings about building your conference, but also reach out to the Trailblazers. In your Trailblazers bio, there's going to be an email and a way for you to connect with us. Talk to us about what you want to hear. Again, this is episode number one, so we are growing this, but our ultimate goal is to serve you as the business entrepreneur and the needs and the questions that you have. Again, this has been my pleasure to launch our first episode, you guys. Yay! First episode of Trailblazers, business podcast for women. I want you to take this information. I want you to return week after week. We are going to have some amazing people that are also going to share their journeys. But also just remember, this is a conversation between us, okay? Everybody be strong, be blessed, be profitable, but most of all, be yourself. I'll see you soon. Thanks for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women. Until next time. Remember, be inspirational, be legendary, but most of all, be exceptionally you.